So thanks for staying tuned, guys. I'm gonna make this message more about worrying and anxiety that's gonna set in when you're about, let's just be really exact here, 34 days away from finishing the bar exam. When you get here, you're going to get to a point where your brain and your heart and your mind and everything that's propelled you so far right now is going to cause you to question yourself. You're going to doubt you really can do this. And you might even take a break. I don't know. Maybe you spent this day off. I know when I woke up late today, it was just really difficult. And there's a few things that got put in perspective for me. The first thing that was put in perspective was the fact that I'm not just here to take this bar exam. I have other responsibilities in my life, and those responsibilities cause me to be very, very connected to my purpose, my plan, and what I'm supposed to do in life. But knowing what I have to do in life is not enough to propel me for this bar exam. Knowing my responsibilities, if anything, sometimes the responsibilities you have in your life can sometimes distract you and sometimes basically deflate you from wanting to study, because you got all this other stuff to do. How could you possibly study for the exam today? You got this on your brain, that on your brain, everything's on your brain. Well, I'm here to tell you two things. One, anxiety, when properly utilized, is a powerful tool to battle the bar exam. You should be concerned. You should be concerned about a couple things. You should be concerned about your confidence levels. You should be concerned about where you are at the practicing level right now. Are you giving it your all, or are you just running on fumes? That is what your anxiety should be used to tell you. It should not, however, be used to tell you, oh, you're not doing well, you're not performing at your best, you know, you're not hitting stuff out of the park. You know what? You might not hit it out of the park. This exam does not reward everyone who hits it out of the park, okay? You can hit it out of the park on one section of the exam and still not pass. So remind yourself this, your goal is to do the best that you possibly can by pushing yourself the most that you possibly can do within the time frame you have. And sometimes that means, you know, gut checking yourself when this anxiety sets in. And sometimes this means taking a day off when that anxiety sets in, because no productive studying was coming from that day. Like, I have pushed myself on many occasions to fight the anxiety on those days, and I tried to still study. And sometimes those days are just not productive for me because I'm so busy being doubtful about if I can pass or if I know enough to pass this exam. It's not about that. This exam is more than just, you know, you believing in something that you can do. It's about you devoting yourself to trying as much as you can to put every possible variable that could trip you up out of your way. You know, you're trying to prepare for all those variables. And that's not something that's an easy feat. That's not something that I recommend on a regular basis. But if you're going to go after this exam, remember, your why can't just be, you know, I want this. I want this more than I've ever wanted this. The why has to be, I am going to try my very best to do the best I can to prepare for all the variables. If you aren't thinking that, if you're not saying that to yourself when this anxiety moment creeps in 34 days out from the exam, you're not gonna believe in you, okay? Because when you hear double down, it's time to buckle down, it's time to get your head in the game, you're gonna hear defeat in your head and your heart and your mind and your spirit. So I just want you to get rid of that. It's 34 days out, you know? If you're even in my position right now studying for the exam, or you're going to be there soon, or you feel it right now, you're just starting the exam, kill it now, okay? Because you're gonna pass, but you gotta do the work, okay? Anxiety only sets in when we know we're not doing what we need to do. Get it done. You got it. Thanks for listening.